Bez Hashem, we continue with Kavod Shemayim, Shir number 10. The Chavetz Chaim is still listing the different parshiyos that discuss the topic of Lashon Hara. Parshas Mishpatim, Leisis Hashem Ashav, don't say Hashem's name in vain, and Gemara learns out that this is also referring to a person who speaks Lashon Hara. Parshas Tetzaveh, we have the Me'il, the robe that the Kohen wore. And this robe, in the bottom of it, it had the bells. And the me'il was mechaper. The me'il makes a sound. And that comes to atone for the sound that the person did by speaking Lashon Hara. I want to point out that the Svarim, the Bali Musar, learn from this discussion of the me'il that had the pa'amoinim, the bells on the bottom of the me'il, that a person should announce himself, should knock at the door before he enters into a room. This small little suggestion that we learn out from wearing the me'il has the ability to save someone from tremendous embarrassment. A person could be, to talk very practical, in a restroom. And the person just knocks on the door, trains himself to knock on the door before they enter. Maybe someone forgot to lock the door. Something very simple. The Me'il is telling us, let's atone for speaking Lashon Hara. The Bali Musar learn out also, knock on the door before you enter. Even if it's your own door. Help avoid someone from possibly having embarrassment.